It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hello and welcome along to this week's Liverpool.com podcast. I'm your host for this week, Matt Addison. James Martin is off today, so he's not with me, but I do have Liam Prendeville alongside me. It is, of course, the week that Liverpool play Manchester City. I know there's another game to get out of the way before that as well, of course. We won't forget that. We will, of course, be covering that across Liverpool.com. But I think the game that most people this week are going to be talking about is Liverpool-Manchester City at Anfield on Sunday. Obviously, we're going to have a chat about the title race as a whole, Liam, across the course of the next 20 minutes or so. Obviously, as I say as well, do get your comments in. We are live across Facebook and YouTube for the next half an hour or so. 27 games gone, Liam. Liverpool on 63 points. I think most Liverpool fans would have taken it at that point. But how do you sort of sum it up from this point? Sort of three quarters of the way through the campaign. It's not a bad position for Liverpool to be in, is it?
No, I think, like you say, you know, at the start of the season, I think a lot of Liverpool fans would have taken being ahead of Manchester City at this point, particularly after last year, you know, going into the home stretch, if you like, now, sort of the Knights are drawing in a bit and stuff like that. And to be in this position, I think, you know, Klopp would have taken it, the players would have taken it. And, you know, if you go and face a Manchester City this weekend and you're ahead of them in the league, it's a great position to be in.
Yeah, as we say, you know, 27 games gone, Liverpool in the lead. It's really, really tight, though, isn't it? There's 63 points for Liverpool, 62 for Manchester City and 61 for Arsenal. Obviously, a big win for Mikel Arteta and his players. I think that probably says as much about how bad Sheffield United are as much as how good Arsenal are. Obviously, it does come with a big caveat of that being the case. But it feels like for the first time in a long time, or maybe even ever, it might go all the way to the end of this season where all three teams could have, you know, a realistic opportunity of winning the league. And I suppose for the Premier League, that's a good thing for Liverpool as well, though. It makes it all the more exciting. And ultimately, if they do go on and win it, all the better to come out on top when it's at its most competitive as it's ever been, probably.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've seen in the past sort of Liverpool and City going toe-to-toe right until the end, and you know, 2 years really, final day heartbreak. This year there's probably going to be two teams that are going to be suffering on the final day. Like you say, we've never really seen it before. There's usually one team that sort of slips away sort of this stage of the season, but the form that the three teams are in doesn't seem to be that any team is going to stop. You know, obviously they've all got to face each other in the next couple of weeks, so points will be dropped, but at the moment, you can't really see anyone dropping points against the other teams in the division.
Yeah, we'll come on to a couple of the games. Obviously, Manchester City playing Liverpool this week, as we're going to talk about, and they play Arsenal as well before the end of this month. So as much as Liverpool have to keep their eye on their own games and win their own matches, it is going to be interesting to see, you know, where the other teams do drop points in the next few weeks. But we'll start with a question from Jack Priest in the comments here. He says, how does it feel to not be the underdogs in the title race? Which I suppose is a bit of a different situation to what Liverpool have been in at certain points in the past. Obviously, they have won the league under Jurgen Klopp before, but there's also been times where they've been hoping that Manchester City might slip up in the run-in. They've obviously gone all the way with them and kept with them, but never quite been able to overtake on a couple of occasions. But it does feel a little bit different this time. Obviously, we could be having a very different conversation if they lose at Anfield on Sunday, but at least at this moment in time, Liverpool know that if they win the last matches of the season, as hard as that will be to go on a run of that length, it is effectively in their own hands at this point.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I say, if Liverpool wins their remaining games, title's there. I wouldn't necessarily say that anyone is an underdog right now because there's so little between the three teams. You would probably say that Manchester City, because they've been there, they've done it, you know, they're going for four in a row, that they are favourites, but it's very, very tight. You know, Arsenal is the one that you would probably say has got the outside chance, but the form that they're in at the moment, it's all to play for, really, and you can't separate any of the teams right now, I don't think.
Yeah, it's interesting with Arsenal as well, because I think they probably will beat Brentford again. The form that Brentford are in, they play Brentford on Saturday. That would then take Arsenal top. That would feel like a bit of a momentum shift for them, and obviously, you know, Liverpool and City playing each other the game after as well. It almost feels at the moment like there's a big moment every weekend. Obviously, last weekend was Liverpool against Forest, and for all the talk about the officials and all of that sort of fallout from that, again, that feels like a massive moment, really, for Liverpool in terms of what Darwin Nunez pops up with at the end.
Yeah, I mean, watching the sort of last 10 minutes at a time on Saturday, it was kind of felt that one team was going to win it. And ultimately, the goal, whichever way it went in, was going to have a big impact on the title race and probably the race at the other end of the table. The fact that Liverpool got that goal was massive. In the way that it went as well, you know, the drama beforehand with sort of Forest on the attack and everything, it just kind of felt like it was a big moment. We've seen in the past where these title races have these goals that kind of shape the rest of the title race, really. Manchester United was sort of did that for so many years, where they would pop up and get a late goal and that kind of swung things in their favour. So the fact that Liverpool were able to get it, I think it was massive. I really do. And you saw sort of the celebrations at the end with the fans, that I think Klopp and his players knew that was a really big result on Saturday.
Yeah, it certainly felt like that. And obviously the reaction, as you say, the dugout just in front of where I was sat watching it, there was, you know, players, staff, everyone going crazy. It felt like a big moment. And I think it probably felt like a big moment because of that Manchester City game next weekend. If Liverpool had gone into that game, obviously at that point, City hadn't beaten United, but I think we pretty much all knew that was going to happen. It kind of felt like it set it up nicely. The fact that Liverpool go into the game at the Anfield, the game at Anfield, a point ahead, that kind of feels like a bit of a big statement as well. As we say, it's not always been the case in the past, but it feels like that City game is there now for the taking. I suppose the question really around that is, do Liverpool take a draw, or do you obviously go into the game as trying to best win it as you can in terms of these big games? And it would be massive if Liverpool could get the 3 points, but the fact that they beat Forest, does that maybe make a point, even though that probably would bring Arsenal into it even more? It probably makes that an acceptable result, I would say, for Sunday now.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you say, going to Anfield on Sunday and turning City over would be a real statement. But ultimately, you know, a draw would keep Liverpool ahead in the race. You know, obviously Arsenal's goal difference changes things a little bit, but I think if Liverpool were to draw on Sunday and win its remaining games, you would say that would be enough to win the title. I know Gary Neville was on Sky on Sunday saying that Liverpool and Arsenal have to beat City, sort of to win the title. But I mean, I think a point would be a half decent result. Keep sort of the run going. But obviously, you know, if Liverpool were able to get the win, then that would really, really make a statement and put the pressure on City.
Yeah, a draw feels like a likely outcome to me, I have to say. I think it's probably not the worst result for Liverpool. City don't have a great record. I know Phil Foden's been speaking about that since the Manchester derby, looking ahead to next weekend and saying that they haven't got the best record. It's obviously, you know, something that they would like to get one over Liverpool and to go and win at Anfield when there's fans in the ground. That would be, you know, a big statement for them. As Gary Neville said as well, like you say, it would be another one of those kind of monumental moments in the title race in terms of being a big statement in itself. But it'd certainly be interesting to see what happens there. But just before we talk a little bit more about Manchester City and Arsenal, then Liverpool's hardest games, I think it's fair to say, Manchester United away, Everton as well, a trip to Goodison Park. That's going to be midweek. We don't quite know when that's going to be because that's been rearranged. Tottenham at home, I think that's always going to be a tricky game. But then you think of what happened in the reverse fixture. I think Liverpool should have more than enough motivation, and Anfield should be fired up enough, shall we say, to help them get over the line in that one. And Villa away, the second to last game, that feels like a massive game as well. That might be one that they need to win to get into the Champions League. So there's still lots of tricky games for Liverpool. Obviously, all of the games are going to be difficult. There's no easy games, as the cliche goes. But I think those games in particular look tricky. They look like the ones that, if you're City and Arsenal, you're probably watching those games, United, Spurs, Villa in particular, I think, and thinking there might be a chance for Liverpool to slip up in those.
Yeah, definitely. I think the trip to Old Trafford's a big one. You know, Liverpool have got a decent record there in recent years, but United they've still got a lot to play for, and they're going to want to have a big say in the title race. You know, whether they'll want Liverpool or City to finish on top, I'm not quite sure, but that's never an easy game. Like you said, going to Goodison isn't either, particularly with Everton fighting at the wrong end of the table. And the trip to Villa Park, for me, that is going to be a really tough game. Could be Villa's last home game of the season, I think, pushing for the top four, where a win may ultimately secure a place in the Champions League for them. They've picked up some very good results at home already this season against City, against Arsenal. So, you know, that for me is the tough game. And Spurs is never an easy game either. You know, Ange's got them playing really well, and they're always a threat going forward. They do concede a lot of chances at the other end. But yeah, no, like I said, no games are easy. But for me, Liverpool does have a slightly favourable run compared to the other two. But it's going to be interesting to see how those games pan out.
Yeah, I think the Villa one in particular, I mean, there is obviously a chance that Villa might already be in the Champions League at that point. They might have European games still at that point. We don't quite know what the circumstances are going to be around those fixtures, but that does look a particularly tricky one to have to go there away from home. I think, again, that would be a big statement for Liverpool to go there and win. But I suppose there's still a lot of football to be played before then. So let's move on to Manchester City then. We'll talk about Arsenal as well in just a second. But I suppose there's two ways of looking at City, really, in recent weeks. They've had a couple of 1-0 wins. They went behind to Manchester United and ultimately found that fairly easy in the end. They are kind of simultaneously, I think, on a little bit of a roll in terms of their results. Similar to Liverpool, they've got into a bit of a winning groove. But I do think there's also an opportunity sometimes to get at their defence. Maybe if Marcus Rashford had headed the ball forwards instead of backwards when he had that chance to go through, there's maybe been one or two opportunities to get at them. So as much as they are sort of looking formidable in terms of their results at the moment, there is, I think, an opportunity for a few teams, if they are brave and they do go for it at certain times. You know, they can be got at a little bit, Manchester City, I think.
Yeah, I think we saw in the recent draw with Chelsea that they do leave sort of gaps in behind, and teams who play well on the counter can exploit them. United did have a few opportunities in the second half as well, and just the final pass was just lacking. Sort of Rashford almost got in, I think Garnacho as well. So there are opportunities that Liverpool can exploit. You know, like I said, if City do come out and go for the win, they will leave spaces in behind, and they do rely on Kyle Walker's pace a lot. He does bail them out of a lot of situations, but I do feel that if Liverpool get it right, particularly when they play on the transition and on the counter, that they could definitely exploit those gaps.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Pep Guardiola sets up at Anfield. I think that there is a scenario where it's kind of a nil-nil, a bit of a stalemate, and no one really wants to commit too many players forward. No one wants to risk losing that game, but it'd be really interesting to see what they do. But I look at some of their games. They've obviously got Aston Villa as well, but that's at the Etihad. The Arsenal game is obviously one that Liverpool will be keeping an eye on. Again, that's at the Etihad as well, which I think makes it even harder to make the case for Arsenal going all the way. But that Tottenham game as well, Spurs away, City have not got the best record there. They do tend to drop points there quite frequently. Again, you don't want to hang your hat on Liverpool having to watch that game and needing Spurs to win, or you know, Villa or Arsenal or whoever else it is. Liverpool have got to do their own job. But again, probably I'd say a similar run-in to Liverpool really in terms of the difficulty. You look at some of those games that are left for City. As much as City will look at Liverpool's running and think there might be a couple of drop points here and there, I think Liverpool probably can do a similar thing with City as well.
Yeah, I agree. And ultimately, City have got the two other title challenges to play. You know, Liverpool play City, Arsenal play City, but City play them both. So ultimately, if they can get 6 points in them games, that they'll be setting themselves up really well. The Tottenham game is a tough one. They kind of had that bit of a curse, didn't they, when they were playing at the new stadium. I know they won there in the FA Cup, so that may change things a little bit, but they don't have a great record against Spurs at all. So that's a tough game. But like you say, ultimately it's down to Liverpool to do their job. They have to keep winning, and if they keep winning and can put the pressure on City, then that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I think Spurs feels like a team where you could probably see Son or Kulusevski or, you know, whoever it might be, exploiting those gaps. Maybe the chances that Manchester United and various other teams over the last few weeks, I think Brentford had a couple of opportunities when they played City but couldn't quite make the most of them. If ever there is a team that can do that on the counter-attack, I think it's probably Tottenham that could do that. Maybe Villa as well, in fairness. They will probably put up a decent fight as well. But those are Liverpool and City then. Let's finish up with a look at Arsenal. Obviously, free scoring, a big win for them, as we say, a big caveat as well. I think probably we both fancy them to beat Brentford at the Emirates next weekend. That would put them top and I think would give them a bit of a boost. But I don't know, how do you assess Arsenal so far? I don't know quite what it is, but I'm not quite as convinced on Arsenal as what some people are. I think City and Liverpool are probably ahead of them in terms of the likelihood of going on and winning it. But I suppose if they go top ahead of Liverpool against City on the weekend, that would feel like a big moment for them as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have sort of made their mind up on Arsenal after last season, and they fell away and they're in a great position to go on and win the league. I think as well, a lot of people also probably wrote them off at Christmas. You know, they were sort of right in the mix, and then they had a couple of really bad results. Since the turn of the year, they've been excellent. Obviously, they beat Liverpool at the Emirates, and they just can't stop scoring. I know, like we say, they were playing against Sheffield United last night, and most teams have scored plenty of goals against them, but they do look in really good form. For me, yeah, I would probably say they're not quite as strong. I know they've got an excellent defensive record, but I still do think against the better teams that they can exploit them. I'm still not completely sure about the goalkeeper, but I think in certain positions, you know, they've brought in Declan Rice. I think he'll make a real big difference. And the way that they're scoring goals, any team that is scoring so many goals, they're going to be right in the mix. But I just think they might just fall short of the other two right now.
I think it's probably fair to say as well, I mean, obviously Liverpool have had lots and lots of injuries. We know the strength of their squad, City squad as well. I think Arsenal have definitely improved in terms of that squad depth. But I think there's probably a little bit less in terms of quality, particularly in forward areas. I think I'm not sure that Bukayo Saka is going to be out for any period of time, but I think there was a little bit of an injury scare for him. Martinelli, I think, limped off yesterday as well. I think I'm right in saying if one of those two was to be out for a period, I think that would make a big difference for them. I don't know. I'm just not quite as convinced with them. When you think of how many injuries Liverpool, for example, have had to contend with, and they've managed to come through that, I think if Arsenal had even, you know, one or two key players missing, suddenly I think that the drop-off there might be quite substantial.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think Liverpool obviously were without and have been without Mo Salah for such a long period of time. Darwin Nunez was missing, and the entire midfield pretty much. And I think if you took out Declan Rice, Martin Odegaard and Saka from the Arsenal team, they're a completely different prospect. And I'm not sure that they would have got the results that Liverpool have in that period of time. They have improved in some areas and they have got some options. But I do, like you say, I think once you take those first teamers, those key men out of that team, that they're not, they wouldn't still be in the position they are.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
I think the impact of the Champions League as well is important for them. I think you'd probably expect them. I know they lost the first leg, didn't they, against Porto, but I'd expect them to go through. If they had, you know, a big game, it could even be Manchester City that they end up getting at some point in the Champions League. If it was Real Madrid or a team like that, I mean, I'd fancy Arsenal to have a chance in the Champions League of going all the way, but simultaneously doing Europe and the Premier League at the same time. I wonder whether that might play into it as well, because I have to say, I think if Liverpool had gone to the Emirates a few weeks ago and won, that would have put, I think, an 8-point gap between the two teams. I wonder at that point, maybe Arsenal's focus would have switched completely to the Champions League. Obviously, it didn't work like that. It was a bit of a 6-pointer that they came out on top of, but I think, obviously, draw dependent. If they get an easier draw, maybe that doesn't quite have so much of an impact, but I still wonder, I suppose it goes back a bit to the squad depth as well. I wonder if they would be able to cope with a Real Madrid or a City over two legs and keep that up in the Premier League. At some point, I think with Arsenal, maybe there's a little bit of a slip in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think for me personally, I think if they were to lose to Porto, they'd be disappointed. But I think Mikel Arteta would probably see it as a bit of a positive, even some ways. You know, they could just focus on the Premier League. They could go all out for the title. City, you'd expect them to go far in the Champions League again. Liverpool are favourites for the Europa League and you would expect them to go far in that. You know, there is the opportunity, of course, to rest players in the Europa League. But for Arsenal, I don't think they could really go that far in the Champions League, right to the semi-finals and finals, and still be in the title race. Like I say, I think the squad depth probably is missing in a few areas. But, you know, they were knocked out of Europe last year and everyone kind of said that's a good thing. You know, they can go on and focus on the title. That didn't quite work. So I suppose it's a catch-22 situation. It could work in their favour, but at the same time, you want to keep winning. And if they can beat Porto and carry on this good run, they're going to take some stopping.
Yeah, they're a very, very good team. I think it's fair to say that all three of the contenders are, and that's kind of why we're picking them apart, isn't it? It's trying to look for these little bits and pieces where they might just drop a couple of points. Even a draw against a lesser team might be all it takes, really. But in terms of the games that they've got left, and you mentioned before that they've got probably the hardest run in. Obviously, Manchester City away, that's as tough as it gets, really. But they've got Chelsea, Villa, Spurs, Manchester United as well still to play. It does feel like they've played a couple of the weaker teams in recent weeks and managed to rack up a few goals. But I think, I suppose you can make the case that Chelsea maybe isn't quite as hard as what you'd think it might be on paper. Spurs, though, is a big one for them, with it being a derby. Man United, similar to Chelsea, you don't quite know what you're going to get. But on paper, at least, to have City, Chelsea, Villa, Spurs and Manchester United left, there's a few big games in there.
Yeah, I think if Arsenal were to go on and win the title from here, then they would have done a fantastic job. I think the run that they've had has been quite favourable, but the fact that they've beaten the teams in such sort of convincing fashion has really pushed them back into the race. If they go to the Etihad and beat City, then that's going to throw the title race wide open. But after that, they do have some tough games, like you say, United and Chelsea. You don't know what you're going to get. Arsenal would probably fancy the chances against both of them. But no one knows. They could easily turn up there and beat them. And then the Tottenham game's massive. You know, if Arsenal is right in the race towards those final weeks of the season and Tottenham have got a chance to put an end to their hopes, then they're going to lap that up completely. But I think every game, like you say, every game's tough in the Premier League right now. All three teams have got tough games, and there will be some dodgy results along the way. You know, you think that they're going to beat the teams towards the bottom of the table. They might drop points to those in the European places, but we've seen in the past you can't take anything for granted at this stage of the season.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that probably all three will drop points unexpectedly at some point. It's just, when does that come? You know, even the timing of the fixtures when we get into April and May can have a big impact in terms of what happens. But just to finish off then, I had a look at the Opta supercomputer to see what they were saying in terms of from this position onwards. So these were worked out after the Manchester derby. So City had won, obviously Liverpool had won. Arsenal hadn't at that point, but I think it was safe to assume that they were going to against Sheffield United. So according to Opta, 51% chance of City going on and winning the league, 35% for Liverpool and 13% for Arsenal. I think that probably is broadly right for me. I'd maybe have Liverpool a little bit higher up considering that they've got City at home rather than away, but what do you reckon? Is that broadly about how you see it at this moment?
Yeah, I think so. I think I would maybe say Liverpool slightly more, but I would say that City have got the edge at the moment. We've seen that they've done it so many times in the past that this is the time when they sort of kick into gear. I do think that sort of projection will change massively, dependent on Sunday's result. If Liverpool were to beat City, for me, that makes Liverpool favourites. You know, there would obviously still be a long way to go, but I think that would really flip it on its head. And Arsenal, maybe Arsenal having a slightly higher chance as well. I don't think it's quite as City are massive favourites right now. I think there's very little between the three teams.
Yeah, I mean, the City and Liverpool game could, as you say, change things massively. I think that'd be really interesting if Liverpool were to win that. That'd be, what, 4 points with 10 games left? That would be, you know, a big buffer. And, of course, City playing Arsenal before the end of the month, you'd expect maybe, you know, a decent chance of some drop points in there as well. So, yeah, certainly going to be an interesting end to the season. I think we'll leave it there, though, for this week's podcast. Thank you very much to Liam for joining me. Thank you for all of those comments as well. We will have a little flick through those after we've finished on this stream. But, yeah, I think for this week, that will do us. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.